It's time to connect with a coach brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins, AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. Bruce, you know, you look at the whole season and we kind of get a little spoiled maybe as fans and realize it's been just a fantastic season. All of a sudden you got a three-game losing streak and, you know, it happens to a lot of teams. It's happening to you right now. Is there some concern and how do you look to try to get your team turned around here as the playoffs near?
Well, there is concern. We can fix that. Starting tonight, tomorrow at home, we've been very good in this building. We haven't been as sharp mentally as we have, and some of that has to do with the opposition really hard charging, trying to get in the playoffs. Certain teams where we don't have that, we're more playing for positioning, so we have a safety net, so to speak, where these other teams don't. So we've seen a lot of that. It's not an excuse, but every night it's taken its toll on us playing that type of hockey. So it should better prepare us for the playoffs. We've played this style for the last month. It's taken a toll on some injuries and fatigue with our team. But at the end of the day, I think it will make us a better team. Now, we do have to address some of the things, our puck management, letting people behind us, closing off plays, and we've talked about that, and hopefully it starts tonight.
As predicted, guys would have some rust when they come back off of injuries. You got Chara and McAvoy at different stages of their career, different injuries that they're coming off of, different lengths of time, that sort of thing. What have you seen from those two specifically, and how do they have to try to turn it around a little bit?
A little out of sync with each other in terms of where they are on the ice, and then a tendency to want to do too much. And I think those games happen when you're in a rhythm and the team's playing well, and right now we're not there as a team. So trying to do a little too much instead of just playing the game in front of you has probably created some issues for them. But hopefully tonight is a game they could get their feet under them, just play a good steady game, give us a solid first pair of minutes, and that should get them going in the right direction.
A couple guys have had great years up front, Marchand and Pastrnak, and they look like they're a little out of sync as well. And correct me if I'm wrong, but how do you try to get their focus in the right place here for the last couple of games?
Well, I'm not worried about them going forward because they haven't missed time. So for them right now, it's the mental battle of game 80, 81, 79 the other day, with just being top players that are targeted every night and knowing even more so recently with these teams trying to get in the playoffs. Their numbers are getting circled in the opposition dressing room and meetings, and that's just the way it is when you're an elite player. So for them right now, they're probably looking for an easy player or two to get them on track, and usually you're going to have to gut it out. And Marshy knows that. Pass is learning that. And they've got a great centerman in there to talk to them about that. So like I said, I'm not that concerned about those two. They will find their game. They're too good of players in this league, too much pedigree there. The guys coming off injury, that's a little tougher, because you're just not game sharp yet, whereas these guys are more than game sharp. They're just game weary, I think.
In the game against Florida, you made a change, bringing Heinen to the Krejci line and moving Donato to a different line. It looks like it's going to stay the same way here today. What did you see in that game?
Well, I think Ryan asked him to play right wing. He's played center and left wing his whole career. There's some adjustments there, and I thought he was having a tougher time with it. Danton has played it here with us. I prefer them both on the left, but Dan's got more experience at pro hockey playing that right side. So it maybe gets him going a little bit, playing on a little more of a skill line rush line where he sees the puck a little more on the attack as opposed to the forecheck and cycle. Ryan's probably going to go back to the left side. Rick Nash is back skating, so knock on wood, when he's healthy, that he's going back into that spot with Krejci on the right side. So a little more now we're looking at Ryan on the left side with different people. He came right in and played with Krejci. Now we're seeing him play with maybe Backes, so Gio and Ryan Nash is in there. That would have been nice to see him in there too. So we're just looking at how chemistry's formed with different players.
Last question for you. It's been a challenge, and you've talked about it in the last month or so, wanting to win games, but also having an eye towards maybe getting some guys a little bit of rest here and there. Injuries have played into that. But when you come into the last two games of the season, you're trying to get your team on track. How much of a focus is it there, and how do you balance that with having an eye towards the start of the playoffs?
Well, I think once the puck drops as coaches, you're always trying to win. It's hard to get out of that mode and balance guys' minutes when you're pushing to win hockey games. So what we'd like to do is get a lead and play with it so we can use everybody and not have to chase the game. So that's an area of focus. And again, when you're not as mentally sharp as the other team, that's a problem. We've seen it the last three games. We've had to dig ourselves out. So, we'd like to correct that tonight, start with a lead, be the better team in the first period and see where it leads us. And after that, the balance is you just have to have the discipline, I guess, if you have a game plan going in that you're only going to play guys a certain amount of minutes, to stick with it no matter what. So now you're losing sight of the outcome, which I find difficult as a coach. And as the players, they want to win as well. So what we've done tonight is we've taken a Grizzlich out of the lineup who's healthy. He's played a lot of minutes, so he's getting his rest tonight. Maybe someone else tomorrow. Tuukka's not in tonight. So that's one way to do it, is you avoid them all together being in the lineup. But at the end of the day, as the game goes on, and hopefully it goes well and you're successful and you can use everybody and everyone's pulling on the rope and everyone gets equal share of time.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Senators are next.